Maharaj, in the last class, you had explained Vijnanamaya Kosha as a person, comparing to the young one of a kitten.
Yes.
Full surrender.
Yes.
So, can I understand that the young one of a monkey can be considered a person with that kind of attitude to be in Manomaya Kosha?
No. You know what happens. That analogy is for the beginners. As soon as a person identifies with Pranamaya Kosha, he automatically understands Annamaya Kosha is only a bondage, what is called a lower expression of Brahma. Okay? Now, many times I mentioned, how did he attain to this Pranamaya Kosha? You think he did some sadhana, and he attained, he prayed to, in the words of Sri Ramakrishna, to the Divine Mother. Mother, you please move upward in the words of the Tantras. So, Mother, she closes. Until she closes the three side roads, the Sushumna Nadi will not open. So, for us, she need not open the Sushumna Nadi. We don't want it to be open. We deliberately close it. Even if Divine Mother says that is Sushumna Nadi, we are likely to say, excellent, thank you for the information. I will come back to you later on. So, that time has to, and for that we have to do Vidhi Nishedha. So, every step of the spiritual progress is only possible by the divine grace. How do we know? Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja. And even the sharanagati is possible only
by God's grace.
That is what Ramanujacharya says, you know. So, what is the last, sixth step? Humility. I have been able to achieve this one only by your grace. Otherwise, it is not possible. Unless Mahamaya withdraws her grace, not possible to take one step forward. And for that matter, you can't go back also. It is only she who shakali tomar each. I want to go to hell. You can't go to hell unless she permits. There also, permission is necessary. If you want to go to North Korea, terrible permission is needed. And if you want to go to USA, if I want to go to USA, terrible permission is needed, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. At every step, he is attaining more and more bliss, we have to understand. He is approaching nearer and nearer to Anandamaya Kosha, isn't it?
Yes.
Then he understands, this is not due to my effort, but by the grace of the Divine Mother. Then, what is my grace, my effort for? It is not to get, but to be receptive to what the Mother is about to give.
Sure.
So, from the beginning, it is only the kitten's attitude, not the monkey's attitude.
Sure.
Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj. There is one more question.
Okay.
Swamiji Guruji Maharaj Pranam.
Okay.
Maharaji, in the last class, you actually said how punyam itself can be an obstruction in terms of causing attachment. I just wonder if you could please...
What I said, punyam is the cause of punarjanma. Suppose a person, he gives up... Who doesn't give up? Don't you want to give up all your papam in one go?
Yes.
Do you want to give up all your punyam? Let me be a little more generous. In 1,000 steps, nobody wants to give up punyam. Punyam means ananda. Our attachment is to ananda or dukkha.
No, to ananda. So
punyam means automatic ananda. So that is hard for us to overcome. That is why Yama Dharmaraja had to test Nachiketa, offering the highest bliss, accepting Brahman, Koshananda. So, what did Yama Dharmaraja offer? Anandamaya Kosha. You will never fall from Anandamaya Kosha. And Nachiketa categorically rejected it. What I am trying to tell you, all our struggle is to not to give up the papam. Naturally, we want to give up. Papam means what? Unhappiness. Everybody wants to give up unhappiness, naturally, without effort. Hard it is. Punyam comes in the form of what? A good house, bank balance, loving family members, brothers, sisters. Actually, they don't love you. They love more themselves much, much more. We are only instruments. Is it not a fact?
Very true, very true.
But we are clinging to all these things. And if we have anything, it is all because of what? Punyam.
Mm-hmm.
And so, my reluctance to give up these things. I'm not saying you become a street beggar. Whatever is necessary, you keep. But be even one single pie beyond your necessity, if you are trying to keep it, then it doesn't bode good to anybody, to you. That is the truth. So everybody will give you a bank balance, will give you up or not. Antya kale cha mam eva smaran muktva kalevaram.
Attachment is to the ananda which the punyam produces.
You are not getting what I am trying to tell you. Punyam itself comes in the form of ananda.
Correct.
The moment you have money, you feel happier. More money comes, more happy. Is it fact or not?
But in some ways, isn't that causing more attachment?
This is what I am shouting at you for the last 5 years or 6 years.
I know. But is it not also because of self-deception that it causes ego?
Absolutely. It is all these things are because we don't believe higher happiness can be attained only when you cross the lower happiness. You remain on the same step, which is ananda, but you are unable to give it up even after knowing a higher step will give you higher ananda. That is the fact. Okay? Terrible struggle had to be done to give up what is more than necessary. Common sense, I am telling. That I am also telling you something I told many times, I will tell many times. So, these things may not come to our aid when it is necessary. We are having false trust in all these things. These more than 300 people who died, do you think they were all wretched, poorest people or what?
No.
So, did they come with them? They have to leave everything to themselves. Bank balance will be where? In the bank. What goes with them? Whatever punyam they have done, that alone goes with them. Nothing else will go. How many people trust in it? So we have become so much calculators. So we have to face our own selves. Okay?